Hi, this is a dictation for James Owens. James Owens. James Owens, date of birth is 1/1/1989. Date of accident 8/4/2024. Date of service is 8/6/2025. The patient presents for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on 7/22/2025. Apparently, the patient has had 70 visits to physical therapy and 25-30 visits to the chiropractic doctor. No improvement was achieved, hence he was referred to us by the physical therapy and the chiropractor for evaluation. He was evaluated on 7/22/2005. He has been complaining of moderately severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7, and left knee pain to the tune of 6, along with headaches. He reported that he still has a difficulty in walking, climbing, standing, sleeping, sitting, mood is bad, and he reports only 20% improvement within the last 1 year of the accident. He is here for further treatment. His headaches are 2 to 3 times a day. Noise bothers the headache, but the light does not bother. And headaches are mostly in the front and the back. There is no radiation or radiculopathy is reported by the patient for the neck pain to the arms or lower back to the legs or any motor weakness or any other issues. He does have some issues with the tailbone being painful. And he was being seen at American Pain Center that got closed. And he had had no medications. And no injections and surgeries have been provided. MRIs have been done. The MRIs were actually discussed with the patient. And it was found that the patient has a normal left knee MRI, except mild anterior cruciate ligament sprain and mild knee joint effusion. MRI of the pelvis was found to be completely normal. MRI of the left knee is also completely normal. MRI of the cervical spine shows that there is a disc bulging at C3-4 and a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6. C6-7 and does have moderate spinal canal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamen narrowing, and the patient has bilateral motor weakness but no radiculopathy. In the thoracic spine, patient has in T1 and T2, T2, T3 a disc protrusion, as well as a T10 and 11 with moderate bilateral foramen stenosis. And in the lumbar spine, patient has a vitrolisthesis of grade 1, L5-S1. There is a bilateral L5-S1 neuroforamen stenosis with bulging disc hitting on the L5 nerve root and S1 nerve root. There is a rim tear of the annulus fibrosis, and it is all showing up in the MRI. The L5-S1 disc is herniated, swollen, inflamed, and the patient was advised about further treatment with the epidural injection to the lumbar spine times 4 and 2 injections to the neck, cervical epidural, and 1 or 2 or 3 injections to the left knee. The patient scheduled for his appointment for 8/8/2025. Currently, his pain level is between 6 and 8. ADLs are affected 7. Please review the records for system review and ADLs. Additional issues, as well as the medication, substance abuse, and compliance history. And the physical examination, blood pressure 138 over 97, pulse 74, pulse oxygen 100. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit as dictated, 7/22/2025, dictation number 0723-003, let's focus on the general review, neck and spine examination as well as the knee examination. The patient is provided with Percocet 10, 325 once a day, 15 tablets, Meloxicam 15 per day, Flexeril 10 milligrams 3 times a day, Elavil 50 milligrams at night. The labs were reviewed and maps have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered. The patient is, however, stable. We'll be seen in 2 days for the injection